from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, we are live at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Thanks for being here today. It is a great day. J.D. Vance takes the stage tonight as President Trump's running mate. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. The big story is that they have subpoenaed the Secret Service director to appear before the House Oversight Committee. I want to welcome my guest to the show this hour right now. So, Brylan Hollihan, did I nail it?
Perfect, Rich.
Perfect, beautiful. Chairman of the Republican Youth Advisory Council, best-selling author of One Generation Away. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
First of all, how old are you?
18. Just turned 18
18 years old. So you're gonna be. This will be your first election.
First election and first convention. So
good.
Crazy week.
Excited for that?
So excited.
Tell me about your book.
Yeah, One Generation Away came out last Tuesday, debuted at number 2 on the Amazon bestsellers list. That's kind of the proof. Thank you. I appreciate it. That the American dream is alive and well, that an 18-year-old can write and publish a book and it be a bestseller. It's about inspiring the next generation.
We've got to hide your credential, though. I'm just realizing.
Getting the next generation involved.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's what we are trying to make happen. Oh, and we're tied. That's not good. I'll just drop it. We're good.
Yeah, just drop it. That's good.
Okay.
All right, good. That's how we fly here at the RNC.
I love
it. Just roll with it. Well, congratulations. That's great. One generation away. And what's the message for the Republican Party to get more people your age involved?
So I think the Republican Party has the right message, but we have a messaging problem. We're on the right side of history. We have the winning message, but we don't know how to message our message. And so that's kind of the very first thing I said. My first entry meeting with then Chairman Walter McDaniel last January was, Madam Chairwoman, we have a great message, same thing I told you, but the days of being able to take out an ad in the Sunday paper to get that message out are over. We've got to modernize, we have to revamp, we have to embrace social media. I mean, President Trump was the ultimate social media influencer.
Yeah.
He understands the importance of reaching out to youth voters on social media. That's how he became President of the United States the first time and how he's going to become President of the United States the second time. He doesn't have to go through a handler or a press secretary to get his message out there. He posted a tweet or a Truth Social and it's out and it's done. And so this week we're making history at the RNC on multiple regards, but one of the main ones is embracing social media. We have 100 content creators up in a content creator suite on the top floor of the convention hall, and they are covering this debate all day, every day. We have all access badges for them. They're interacting with the campaign. They're on the floor. They're filming videos, letting my generation know, first of all, that there's a convention going on. Most of them probably don't even know that. And second of all, how great our messaging is and how much momentum's through the room. You've seen the convention hall.
Yeah.
Momentum's through the roof. We want young voters to see that.
Can you get me one of those all access badges? Because I need one. If you can hook me up with that, I'd be impressed. Because you know, you're the guy, obviously. And as you see President Trump and you think about J.D. Vance joining the ticket,
yeah.
Now you got a guy 39 years old,
yeah.
Three young kids. You think that'll do more to attract young people as well?
So J.D. Vance will be 40 years old when he comes in and is sworn in January. And that will mean Joe Biden is leaving a 40-year career in Washington, D.C. Rich, it could not be more stark of a contrast, really showing right there how great of a candidate J.D. Vance is for President Trump's ticket. I mean, he's strategic with his youth vote outreach. J.D. Vance is young. He's energetic. He's going to be a great debater against Kamala Harris. Let's go ahead and admit that. Or whoever the VP nominee is for the left. We don't know that yet. But also, he knows how to win a close state in a close election. He did that with his race. He's going to be able to do that nationally. And also, he's an outsider. He was a businessman before that. Everybody knows his story, famously written and obviously on that Netflix documentary. He's an outsider, just like President Trump, and he absolutely can break the political norm. I couldn't be more excited. I think we're really going to learn a lot about J.D. Vance in the next few months. Again, he's new to politics, new to the national scene. Not a lot of people know him, but that's exciting. I know we're hearing from him tonight. His wife's introducing him. But also, just a note for your audience, if you haven't researched his wife, she's incredible. She was a law clerk for Justice Roberts. And, I mean, the history there is incredible. You know, what she's been able to do, such an accomplished career. So I might be more excited to hear from her than J.D. tonight. I mean, we know a lot about him. We get to learn about her tonight. This is an exciting week in Milwaukee.
Well, you're going to get to hear from both. That's just really cool. And Donald Trump Jr. is introducing his wife, which is really cool tonight. Now, you're on Twitter at Brylin Hollyann.
Correct.
So
yes,
I'll tweet that out so my audience can follow you. Do you also do all the other social platforms?
Yes.
I had the CEO of Rumble on yesterday.
There you go.
With me.
Yeah, I'd love to meet him.
Great guy, fantastic guy. But it's important, right? I mean, social media is everything.
So important. It is everything. And again, President Trump understands that. He understands the message of connecting through social media. First of all, we talk about social media messaging a lot. That's what we spent the majority of this interview talking about, of how important it is to reach out. But we also have to mobilize. You have to do the grassroots aspect. So it's great that we have content creators to get the message out. It means nothing if we're not actually registering people to vote and we're actually making sure they're voting. And so as soon as I fly back, I haven't been home in 3 weeks. I'm flying back this weekend, and we're going to actually make a point to go to this Rock the South. This is big country music festival. It has 35,000 young people in attendance. And I'm going to get on stage and speak to them Saturday night at 7 p.m.
Great.
About the importance of registering to vote. We're going to put a QR code on the screen. We're going to say, hey, listen, it takes 2 minutes. I just registered 2 weeks ago to vote. Literally took me a minute and 42 seconds to register to vote for eternity. To make sure that they understand how high the stakes are and how easy it is to do the process.
Yeah.
Nobody else is talking about that. So it's great we have rich social media stuff going on, but it's also important that we do the hard, nitty-gritty grassroots work as well.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Well,
I admire your tenacity.
Thank
and again,
you.
Chairman of the GOP Youth Advisory Council, best-selling author of One Generation Away.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, Biden knows he's losing the youth vote, which is why, of course, he's trying to bribe everybody with student loan debt repayment. It's not going to work.
No, not at all. And it shows how desperate they truly are. They're trying to bribe votes, pay votes. They're also, you know, keeping the borders wide open to have more of their voters come across and try to bribe them as well. You know, really what we're seeing is the fall apart of the left. You know, the Democrat Party has had a monopoly on the youth vote since 2003. We really have the opportunity to make history with President Trump winning the youth vote. He's up 8 points right now in the most recent poll we've seen with the youth vote. That's showing that Trump's the authentic candidate. He's the candidate with the good personality and best policies, as opposed to Biden, who sits on a screen and says, good morning, Gen Z, pause, and keeps on going. You know, so it really is a big, like we said, a stark difference.
Yeah.
And again, he's winning, so it's working.
It's working. And the other part, too, that I think that Biden has just made a huge mistake when it comes to the youth vote is not understanding how much immigration and the border matters. I mean,
it totally matters.
It's a big deal, right?
It's a big, big deal. I mean, I think the Lake and Riley's brutal murder was a major, major milestone for my generation in their mindset of becoming conservative. I cannot tell you the amount of people when we were grieving in those days and weeks following that said, I voted Democrat my entire life. My family's voted Democrat my entire life. I grew up thinking Donald Trump was racist because he wanted to build a border wall. And then I realized that somebody in a non-border state, an innocent college student, was brutally murdered. in that non-border state. That can happen anywhere across the country, strictly because of the open border policies. And so I think it's going to hurt them. Another thing I think is going to hurt them is the economy. I mean, we joke about Bidenomics all the time, but it's really no joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's hard enough for my parents and grandparents' generation to survive in Joe Biden's economy. Picture how difficult it is for my peers who are getting their start in Joe Biden's economy. I mean, I've been in Milwaukee for the past 4 days, and all 4 days I've rode an Uber to the convention site and away from the convention site late at night. And every 4 days, every single Uber drive I've had is either a retiree who's had to come back to work because they can't make ends meet in Biden's economy, or they're a college student taking their second or third job just to be able to survive in Biden's economy. That's why we're winning votes, right there. His policies are that bad, and Trump's are that good.
Real fast, last question I wanted to ask you, Brian, while I have you, is Amber Rose spoke the other night.
She did.
And I thought it was a smart move, getting her up there. I thought
genius
it was,
move.
Yes. There were a lot of conservatives who were outraged by her speech. I think that, listen, you got to bring people in. You want to win hearts and minds.
Absolutely.
That's number one. Number two, she's done a complete 180 on Trump. She said pretty much what you just said about how a lot of people thought Trump was a racist. The corporate media lied to them. And number three, she got a huge freaking audience.
She did. Yeah. No, this is an addition game, not a subtraction. That's what politics is. And so we really need to be winning over as many votes as we can. I'll be honest with you, Rich. I'm not an Amber Rose fan, per se. I haven't followed her content over the years. But I think
and for the record, neither of us subscribed to her only
fans. Not at all.
I want to make that point very clear.
Not at all. Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate that. But I absolutely think it's important to give her that platform to speak again, because she got up there and said what I've heard from so many people on campuses. I grew up a Democrat. I did my research to try to prove how bad y'all were, and actually ended up doing the opposite, realizing how good you were, that I've been fed a bag of lies for decades.
Yeah.
And so I think that was a great message. I hope it wins voters, just like Nikki Haley speaking last night, and hopefully win her independent. I disagree with both people, but we need them there. We need to have them in the party and hopefully win voters.
I think what you just said is incredibly wise. This is a game of addition, not subtraction.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, my friend,
Rich,
it's great to see you.
I appreciate
Congratulations
it.
On the book.
Thank
You're going to do great things. Whatever I can do to help you, I don't think you need it, but I'm here to help. All right?
Thank you.
All right, Brian, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the convention.
You
and
as
we continue here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, I want to tell you that some other breaking news over the course of our interviews. Dave McCormick's going to join us next. I pre-recorded with Dave earlier, so we're going to play that next. And we're going to get into Eileen Cannon, Judge Eileen Cannon, the ruling on that, what Biden wants to do with the United States Supreme Court. He wants term limits on the court, and he wants other things as well. So we're going to have that conversation. But I also need to let you know that the Secret Service Director has been subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee. That's some breaking news here on the show today. And I want to play this clip for you, Jim. If you could cue up for me, this is cut 17. This is some new footage that emerged of the assassination attempt. There's a patient in the emergency room in Butler, Pennsylvania, showing the moment President Trump arrived after being shot after an assassination attempt on Saturday. I thought this was very compelling. I have to say, social media has been essential in trying to get the truth out about what took place in Butler. I can only imagine what it would be like if they had social media back in 1963. Maybe we would not have been lied to by the Dulles Commission in so many different ways and stonewalled. But the truth is coming out on social media. There's so many videos. It's almost every single day something else seems to happen. But take a listen to this. Cut 17.
Who is that? Oh, sorry.
I'm just trying to.
Actually, let me stop it right there, Jim. There's some breaking news. Apparently, I'm being told now that Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID, and he is pulling. Apparently now, I don't know if this is confirmed or not, but what I'm hearing right now is that Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID and is pulling out of some events. I think that's what I'm hearing. If that's correct, if that's incorrect, I don't know. I'm trying to deal with the breaking news here as we're also dealing with all these guests and the amazing things of the convention. But Biden did say, and I played the clip for you earlier, he told BET that he would leave the race. He would leave the race if it was a health issue. And I don't know exactly if that's what's about to take place here, if the president is just actually sick or what, but that seems to be what's going on right now. We'll get more details on that as we can, but I think the door is open now for them to make a change. And like I said earlier with you, you know, on Friday, I thought Biden was never going to survive this and he was going to be out of the race. after the assassination attempt, I figured Democrats were stuck with him. Now it seems as if the floodgates, which were maybe temporarily like that guy with, you know, on TV with the guy who stops the water from coming out. I used him on my inflatable ghetto swimming pool during COVID. Remember that blow up pool we had? The Sham, not ShamWow, whatever the guy is, the Seal Flex or whatever. It seems like that dam has burst open again, and now the calls have been ratcheted up to get Biden out of the race. And I don't know if I'm understanding this correctly, that he has tested positive for COVID and is canceling events, if that's what I'm hearing, or if that's just a rumor or not. But there we go. So, yeah, canceled his event. Biden has COVID, and so it begins. It's true. Canceled his event to put his health first. Put his health first is rolling off the tongue. So that's what's happening right now. Joe Biden having COVID. And he is canceling presidential events. I think it's only a matter of time. I'll be vindicated for my prediction on Friday. I want to say in my emotional reaction to the events in Butler, I changed my opinion. I'm going back to my original opinion, my original prediction from Friday, which is that Joe Biden will not be the nominee, or he won't be the candidate. He may be the nominee, but for the purposes of succession, but he won't be the candidate. It begins. It begins. All right, listen, Dr. Mike Veneria has two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Bridget has a beautiful smile. Dr. Mike replaced her old veneers with beautiful new caps, and they are incredible. He does great work for everybody, and he is the master of dental implants, the master of making you look and feel your absolute best. There is simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. Just go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. There's great music playing in the office, great people who are there for you as well every step of the way to make sure that you're feeling great and get the wonderful care that you deserve. 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VeneriaDental.com. Dr. Mike, for 10 years in a row, recognized by his peers as a master of dental implants and one of the absolute best dentists in all of New Jersey. So look, it's worth driving to him, even if you got to cross the bridge. You absolutely have to do it. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex grid. The Gel Flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Let me just say that the breaking news right now, which is happening, is that President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. I want to play you a clip that I started the show with today, earlier today. So, Jimmy, let's cue up cut number 20. What is it now? 23. Biden was asked, what would it take for you to get out of the race? What would it take? I want to just preface this by saying that up until Friday, I was saying now and have been saying since October of 2023. My producer, Matt DeSantis, can confirm that for me, that I've been saying that since 2023. Joe Biden would not be the candidate. He might be the nominee, but he's not going to be the candidate because he might be nominated so they can get him out of the race and transfer the money, but he won't be the candidate. And I've been saying that since October of 2023. Well, now it seems as if my prediction may be coming true. So on Monday, I said, I think they're stuck with Biden. I think Biden's here to stay. That was based on the fact that with the assassination attempt on former President Trump, that it would be a catastrophic loss that no Democrat would want to do that. But clearly somebody is willing to step up. They would not be doing all this unless somebody was willing to try and take on Donald Trump. So I'm now going back to my original prediction, which is that Joe Biden will not be the candidate. He'll be the nominee. So how do you get rid of him? Well, this is what he said last night. He was doing an interview with BET. It's also important to note that Adam Schiff has called on him to drop out of the race. The story today from Politico is that Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, Barack Obama, the puppet master, they've all come out. They've reignited the get Biden out of the race thing. They're showing maps, electoral maps. It's going to be a disaster for them. So this is their, I guess, their Waterloo here. This is what Biden said last night. Take a listen.
If there had some medical condition that emerged, if the doctors came to me and said, you got this problem, that problem. But I made a serious mistake in the whole debate. And look, when I originally ran, you may remember it, I said I was going to be a transitional candidate. And I thought that I'd be able to move from this, just pass it on to someone else. But I didn't anticipate things getting so divided. And quite frankly, I think the only thing age brings is a little bit of wisdom. And I think I've demonstrated that I know how to get things done for the country, in spite of the fact that we couldn't get it done. But there's more to do, and I'm reluctant to walk away from that.
So, story literally just broke as we were beginning the 6 o'clock hour, 6.09 p.m., the story's published on the New York Post. Biden tests positive for COVID, cancels speech. It says here now he was supposed to speak at the Unidos U.S., a Latino advocacy group in Sin City, Las Vegas. Unidos U.S. President Janet Murguia announced the diagnosis on stage as attendees began to wonder why Biden, 81, was running 90 minutes late to speak. He taped a radio interview with Univision set to air Thursday, shortly before the positive test was disclosed. Who gave him COVID is my question. I have two questions. Does he really have COVID? Or did they give him COVID? Or is it not even COVID, it's just a lie? Or did they literally, like, inject him in COVID and do that? That's my question. That's the question that I have. I think you said 41, right? 41. Okay. That's the question I have right now, live at the Republican National Convention. They can't win. I mean, he can't win. But what's worse, though, and I've told you this before, what's worse is that Biden is so bad for them that he's going to cost them the Senate and the House. They may write off the White House. Even if they make a switch, they may think to themselves, we're still not going to beat Trump, but maybe they think they have a better chance of holding on to Congress. So that's where I think the political winds have shifted. And remember, as I've told you over the years, I have got a pretty good track record of predicting things. I'm not always right, but I've been right more than I've been wrong. Let's put it that way. But I think that the key is you have to be flexible when it comes to making political predictions. You cannot be so rigid in your thinking. So I thought the entire race changed on Saturday with the shooting in Butler. I think it has in some ways because Donald Trump surviving that assassination attempt, just like I said in Fox News, 3:40 a.m. Sunday morning, he will win an even bigger landslide now than he was setting up to win before. That doesn't change. And I don't think there's a Democrat who can beat him. So let me say this for the record. I don't believe there is a Democrat who can beat him. But maybe the thinking is you have all these other Democrats who don't get beaten so badly that they don't take the Congress with them, that they have a fighting chance to retain. You heard Guy Reschenthaler in the last segment going on about seats in the House and Senate that Republicans could pick up. Maybe the thinking is we put in Gavin Newsom, he still loses to Trump, but we maybe can hold on to at least a chamber of Congress, a House of Congress, either the House or the Senate, and be able to stop Trump in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. That's got to be what they're thinking. That's got to be the political thinking right now among Democrats. I don't talk to these people. I don't know for a fact, but that's what I'm guessing. That's what I'm guessing. Because it's going to be a shellacking for them. It's a shellacking of the utmost highest order if Joe Biden remains the candidate. Yes, I thought he was vaccinated and boosted. That's a great question. Well, he's canceling all of these events right now. And okay. All right. I'm just looking at some other breaking news coming in as well right now. I guess apparently some new details coming out about the shooting, but that's okay. My friend who's watching MSNBC just sent this to me. Joy Reid just asked David Plouffe, quote, "We have more information from Biden's doctors about his health right now than we do Trump's attempted assassination." Because what do you want to know about Trump? What does the doctors have to tell you, Joy Reid? Trump was shot in the ear, and he survived. And he, thank God, survived and lived to tell about it. I know that there's wacky conspiracy theories on the left. I know these people are nuts. And some of them, probably Joy Reid, actually believe that he's wearing a fake bandage or that he maybe had a blood vial behind his ear and that this was all a setup. He almost died. He almost had his head blown off. That's a fact. But leave that aside for a second. 81-year-old president has COVID. This is a great way to get him out of the race, is it not? He develops long COVID or he has to be hospitalized or something. And then he turns around and says he's got to give it up. And then he can be the hero that Democrats always wanted him to be. And he could barely walk up the stairs of Air Force One. Well, that's nothing new. Biden's never been able to walk up the stairs of Air Force One. He falls upwards. He falls tripping upstairs. Joe Biden falls tripping upstairs. I just have to wonder. I really do. I have to wonder if, in fact, Joe Biden, if this whole thing's a fugazi, if he doesn't actually have COVID or not. Maybe he's just finally seen that if he doesn't get out of the race, they're going to destroy him with the Hunter Biden laptop stuff. It's the only way to get this guy out. The only way to get him out is to threaten and to try to push him out of the race that way. But that's it. This is his third COVID infection in 2 years. Here's the other breaking news around the assassination attempt. 3 hours before Trump took the stage, the gunman was caught within a rangefinder. 1 hour before, police took photos of him. 10 minutes before, snipers spotted him positioning himself on the roof. So I'm saying this is getting very, very hard to do and to justify that this is being human incompetence. That's for sure. What happens with Biden? Does he make it? Does he survive this? That's the question. Does he survive COVID for the third time? Will this be the exit ramp for him to get him out of the race and then to make a swap? Again, Trump still wins. I'm convinced of that fact. If it's any of the other candidates, I don't care if it's Gavin Newsom or not, or Gretchen Whitmer, Wes Moore of Maryland, I think Trump wins no matter what. But the Democrats may be able to at least save some Senate seats or some House seats. Yeah, some people are saying Trump staged his own assassination. I had whack jobs on Facebook. My wife sent this to me. We were out to dinner Saturday night together. After the assassination attempt, we went out to dinner, and she was showing me some people in our old town, lunatics, posting on Twitter that the shade of red is not, it's too red or it's not red enough to be blood. And look at him, the way he grasps his ear. He opens up a vial of blood, and this whole thing was staged. And, man, are you freaking kidding me? First of all, If it, well, let's assume for a moment that Donald Trump was able to stage his own successful assassination attempt and murder people. Again, a successful attempt because the goal would be to live, right? So he's a murderer. Number two, the United States Secret Service are going to go along with this, even though Biden's Secret Service director hates Trump's guts and wants him out. But they're going to allow him to stage a assassination attempt to do so to boost his own. Definitely. See, whenever you have a conspiracy theory, the best way to know that it's BS is the minute you start trying to explain it. If it sounds insane, it's because it's insane. Like, I can tell you it's very credible to think that maybe somebody in the inside helped this shooter because we have seen assassinations across the world. They're called coup d'etats. That's nothing new in the course of humanity, going all the way back to Julius Caesar and before him, and world governments around the world. They happen all the time. They just don't happen in this country, but they've happened in this country. I still think there's great reason to believe that John F. Kennedy's assassination was, in fact, a coup d'etat. I'm not saying it was definitively. I won't know that until the CIA declassifies all the documents, but there's great reason to have suspicions. Either way, it's credible to believe that, yes, leaders are taken out. That happens. But for a leader to stage his own attempted assassination using the opponent's Secret Service, because it's Joe Biden's Secret Service, that they'd be in on it and that they'd be willing to kill people in the course of that. And you go, does that really sound to you like something that passes the smell test? I don't know how many people have actually staged their own successful assassination attempt, killed people in the line of duty doing so, and had law enforcement in on it, all to help boost poll numbers that were already incredibly high when he was already winning in a landslide. But let the crazy left do what the crazy left will do. Jimmy, cue up cut 15 for me. Eric Trump, the son of President Donald Trump, was speaking last night did an interview with CBS Evening News' Nora O'Donnell. And what he was saying is he wants real accountability for the security that allowed this to occur. He also praised the Secret Service agents who protected his father. Cut number 15.
He says it's the greatest earache in the history of earaches, but that can be imagined. You know, it's crazy. You see the picture, right? The famous New York Times picture now where you literally see the vapor trail of the bullet coming out of the backside of his ear. It's hard to believe. It could have been so much different. I can't even imagine what that would have meant for this country.
Is he having trouble hearing? Like, what else can you say about his health?
No. His ear hurts, and he's lucky. It was a bad skin, wound. But he's in great spirits.
We also learned just a short time ago of an Iranian plot to assassinate your father. That officials in the White House did alert the Secret Service about that. What do you know about that?
Yeah. Well, this is what I know, and I know it's not all that new. We've been hearing this from Iran, including from the leaders directly for years at this point. I'm sure they have credible intel. Obviously, Soleimani and al-Baghdadi and my father killed them because they were trying to create nuclear weapons and, create terror all over the world and kill our service members all over the world. Let's just say the Iranians don't like Donald Trump.
Since the Saturday attack, how much has security been increased?
Yeah. Well, let Secret Service talk to that. But I will say, and something that's really important to me, the men and women on that stage in that moment are the greatest people in the world. I know many of them personally, and they're phenomenal, phenomenal individuals. And I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of it, but there better be real accountability. You can't have ex-presidents taking bullets through the ear.
You know, we're learning so many new details about the investigation, that there was a sniper team in that building, that the gunman was spotted by, supporters of Donald Trump who were there. They tried to alert local authorities. When you hear about those warnings, what do you think?
It makes me infuriated. I mean,
infuriated.
It's infuriating. I grew up competing in the shooting sports. I know that world very, very well. And a rifle shot at 130 yards is like a 4-inch putt, right? You don't miss it if you're competent. I really do believe I'm not an overly mushy person. You probably know that about me, but somebody was watching down on him because it could have gone very, very differently. But it's hard to believe a big building that size, 130 yards away from a podium, from an elevated position. You don't need to be a security expert to realize that you might want to have somebody up there.
Now, we have this audio for you announcing that Biden has COVID. So this is President Biden tested positive for COVID. This is the Unidos U.S. President Janet Marguia. Take a listen.
Good afternoon. Thank you all so much for your patience and understanding. Regrettably, I was just on the phone with President Biden, and he shared his deep disappointment at not being able to join us this afternoon. The president has been at many events, as we all know, and he just tested positive for COVID. So, of course, we understand.
It's called Fugazi.
It's
a new disease. All right, stop it. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. I want to describe this picture for you of what I'm seeing. So Biden gets out of the Suburban at what looks to me, I don't think it's actually Andrews Air Force Base, wherever he is right now. He gets out of it, and he's not wearing a mask. That's number one. So Mr. Mask, the guy who lectured America on mask wearing and literally said it was your patriotic duty, gets up the short stairs of Air Force One. So he's still going up the short stairs because he can't walk upstairs. He falls upstairs, defying gravity, without a mask on, and then gets onto Air Force One. Excuse me. I can tell you he's walking very, very slow. The cameras are all there shooting him, getting out of the car, surrounded by Secret Service agents, walking up the short stairs, Joey short stairs, and then no mask on, no mask in sight. Now, let me ask you, does that pass the smell test? The guy who lectured America about mask wearing, does that pass the smell test? Other breaking news for you. Convicted felon Senator Bob Menendez says he will be resigning from the United States Senate. I knew that was happening earlier today, and I'll tell you how I knew this. Because my buddy texted me the following. He said, hey, I thought you'd find this amusing. On Saturday, I was at a party at my friend's house. He hired a 17-piece big band. Today, he got a text from the band leader. Yeah, I ain't no band leader. That someone at Senator Menendez's office wants to hire that big band for the retirement party. So I knew Bob Menendez was retiring today at 11:31 a.m. when I got this text. So it's official now. Bob Menendez says he will be resigning from the United States Senate. That's after Senator Cory Booker, Count Grandstangelo, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage band. I don't know why Bob Menendez didn't just hire his band. That's when he came out and he called on either resign, get out of the race, or we are going to go after and try to get you removed from the United States Senate. So that's what he said last night to Rachel Maddow. Cory Booker said he would leave that effort in his typical grandstanding fashion, but now there's no need to do that because Senator Bob Menendez has announced his retirement. Just breaking news all over the place right now. So a guy named George Helmy is taking Bob Menendez's seat. George Helmy. I don't know who the hell that is. But obviously, he's not giving it to Andy Kim. King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, is not giving it to Andy Kim. That's what's happening right now. I guess he doesn't want to give Andy Kim a leg up. And he's not going to give it to his wife, Tammy Murphy. But he's angry that Andy Kim beat his wife, Tammy Murphy, in the primary. So that's probably why his royal rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, is not giving it to Andy Kim. Let's see. So Joe Biden has COVID, yes, cancels events, not wearing a mask. This is just some of the breaking news right now. Look, I should never, ever doubt. It's not that I doubted my own prediction. It's not. It's just that I was adjusting to the political winds that changed literally when that bullet almost killed Donald Trump. And I just figured at that point there was no way. They were just stuck with Biden and that's just going to be the end of it. But I'm sorry, but he's done. He will not be the candidate. So I'm going back, and I said this at the start of the show today. In fairness to me, I said this before he tested positive for COVID, did I not?
Yeah.
I said this right at 3 o'clock today, Matt DeSantis, that Biden will be dropping out of the race. So now I'm going to put you on camera, because I want to ask you. This is your opportunity now, Matt DeSantis.
Yeah.
Do you want to bet me?
I thought we still had our bet.
So the bet is still on.
Yeah, I have to pay you.
You give me $1,000. If Joe Biden is not the candidate in November,
yes.
And if I am wrong, I have to make you a pizza, one wood-fired pizza from my wood-fired pizza oven.
With the toppings of my choice, which will be Hormel pepperoni.
With the toppings of your choice and unlimited Coca-Cola.
That's fair.
You get one pizza, toppings of your choice, and unlimited Coca-Cola. Going to smoke a cigar? I'm ready to smoke a cigar.
What, you got a pre-tape?
I got a pre-tape. Dave McCormick. Yes, the next senator for Pennsylvania. I'll be playing that in a moment. But Biden has COVID. Any reaction? It's my evil Jared, my former program director, is here. You got to cover that badge for me for a second. Can you cover that badge?
Seriously?
Yeah, you're not allowed to have it on social media. Didn't you get the rules? Yeah, so this is my old boss, evil Jared. Terrible.
No,
you look terrible.
Jared.
Oh,
here,
no one
Jared.
No one.
I'll give you my headset.
Well, that's here. You want to jump on for a second?
No.
Well, you're doing it anyway, so come on. Live from the Republican National Convention. You got to hide your badge. You're gonna give a terrorist. Don't you know we're in a high paramilitary zone right now?
No. Here's what I knew, Richard.
Tell me, yes, Jared.
I thought that it would take them longer than tonight to counterfeit, print a badge, fly here, and get into the RNC. I had no idea that the technical capabilities right now of Al Qaeda.
Joe Biden has COVID. Any thoughts? Thoughts and prayers?
I wish him well because he's a fierce candidate. He's absolutely the person who Donald Trump, he's his Achilles heel. He's beat him once. And that guy, if he steps down, I mean, that party is going south. He's the real threat. A lot of people don't know that. Joe Biden. He beat him, right? He's the guy. He's got to
keep him.
I mean, I'm terrified of if they replace him with somebody else, it's easy sailing. But right now, especially Joe Biden with COVID, can you imagine? He's going to be on all those drugs coming back. He's going to roar right into the White House. Yeah, dude, he had a cold at the debate. Now he's got COVID. He's going to be like a superhero.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's unstoppable now.
Horrifying.
Unstoppable.
Yeah. No, I mean, no, he's the real fear. I know Democrats don't listen to the show, but the truth is, you got to watch out for that, Joe Biden.
All right, when we come back, I sat down with future Senator Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania. We'll play that for you next, live from the Republican National Convention. Don't go away.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, I'm here live at the Republican National Convention with, I hope, knock on wood, pray to God, the next senator for the great Commonwealth
of
Pennsylvania,
I'm
Dave McCormick.
Hey,
my man, it's good to see you, buddy. You did a great job last night. Your speech was fantastic.
Yeah, my first time at a convention.
Yeah.
I mean, the energy in this room is electric. You probably felt it, the sense of unity. And I think this moment of reflection, I mean, we almost lost the president. An inch different, and we'd be in a catastrophic situation in the country. And I think people were reflecting on that. And there's great energy for Trump, obviously, great energy for J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's energy for other candidates. And I really felt it last night, and it was an honor to do it.
People know how important this race is.
Yeah.
And you can tell the crowd was into it because they're in Pennsylvania. We got to win this one.
Yeah.
Trump wins, you win, you win, Trump wins. I mean, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
So you were there in Butler. You've also served in combat. I mean, you know, you were in the 81st Airborne Division. You've been in combat. Thank you for your service. West Point grad. You knew the sound of gunfire. That's what you wrote in the Wall Street Journal. You knew what was happening.
Yeah, I did. I did know what was happening. I mean, it was so out of context because my second Trump rally, the energy, the positivity, the patriotism. Then all of a sudden, there's crack, crack, crack.
Yeah.
And this staccato fire. And as I was mentioning to you, I saw the president backstage. And I had said he had done a great rally in Temple, and he had done a nice job for me. And I said, hey, you were great. He goes, I'm going to be 10 times better this time. Wait till you see. So he gets up there on the stage, and I'm sitting on the first row off to the right. And he says, he starts talking about my race. He says, Dave, come on up. I want to have you say a few words. And I start to walk up. And then he says, no, I want to talk about the border. Bring up that chart. He goes, Dave, I'll have you up in a little bit. And so I go sit down. And 2 minutes later, the bullets start flying. And I see the president grab his ear and go down behind the podium. I know that he's being shot. The Secret Service are on top of him. There's also someone, sadly, to my back that's shot and shot in the head and eventually dies. So it's a horrible, about 25 feet behind us. And then I see this most remarkable thing, which is you have this phalanx of Secret Service agents, and they're around Trump, and I see this fist come out. This fist of defiance, of reassurance, of courage, and I said, my God, 100 people get in that situation, 99 of them, maybe 98 stay in the fetal position.
Yeah, right.
And this guy has the presence of mind, the courage, the anger to jump up and reassure people, and I think that made a huge difference. I think had Trump stayed down, I think we might have had panic in the crowd. Where I think because he got up and it was clear he was okay, at least mostly okay, people were settled. But man, my big takeaway is an inch, and the future of America is dramatically different.
How important was that moment where he put his fist up in the air, you think, Dave?
I think it was enormously important. You know, moments of crisis, you know, I've learned this throughout my life, you see someone's character, you see who they truly are in moments that can't be scripted. And moments of the most enormous pressure. You see their heart, you see their soul. And I think this was a situation where no one could plan for that. And you just saw Trump as a fighter. He showed courage. He showed a level of self-awareness that I wouldn't have imagined. I think that will go down as one of the most iconic images. And we're having a race here that, you know, is about strength versus weakness.
Yeah.
And you have in 12 days or whatever it was, you have that debate performance of President Biden where I don't think anyone could reasonably imagine he could be commander-in-chief for 4 more years. Would you want your son or daughter deployed to the Middle East based on what commander-in-chief Joe Biden says in 2026? Right? That contrasts with the guy who gets shot and gets up off the mat, puts his fist up in the air and says, fight on, USA.
Yeah.
And so I think that image is going to be seared into the minds of voters, and you know, I'm not a political predictor, prognosticator, but I can't imagine that people don't see the strength. And I've had some people approach, reach out to me who aren't President Trump fans, to be honest with you, and say, that's the guy that I want, you know, standing off against Putin and Xi, because every leader in the world has to look at that guy and say, okay.
Yeah. I mean, Dave McCormick's with me live in person here at the Republican National Convention. He gave a great speech last night to the convention, and was incredibly well received. They did show Dina on TV finally. That was good.
That's why that was well funny. Received.
Yeah, you go, my wife's here somewhere, and then a couple of minutes later, they finally showed her. How many kids do you have?
We got six.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we got six. And, you know, that's the funny thing, Rich, about this. I didn't really think about, I mean, I was hunkered down, trying to make sure I didn't get shot, but I didn't really think that I was at risk. I didn't think about my safety till I got home. Mm-hmm. At 10 o'clock that night, I'm calling, texting, trying to get in touch with all the six of them, and they were horrified. It's fearful.
Sure.
And you know, the thing, they never occurred to them that because their dad decided to run for elected office and serve his country, that he might be in harm's way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another big takeaway, which is, man, we have a huge fight in front of us. Conflict about the future of America. I think the Democrats are destroying the country. I think President Biden's been a disaster. I think Bob Casey's a huge part of the problem. So we have a big conflict of ideas, and we have to have that fight for ideas. It's not incremental. It's huge. But we have to have that fight in a way that we resolve it through elections, through civil discourse, mm-hmm. and we can't have language and rhetoric that is dehumanizing, that calls people Hitler. That we can't have that because it's going to create an environment where violence is encouraged. And this isn't a point just directed at Democrats. It's across the board. And I think that doesn't mean we can't have hard-punching campaigns.
Yeah.
But I think that's another takeaway. And the fact that President Trump could have responded in a lot of different ways, the statement about unity, the statement of ratcheting it back, but I thought was very wise judgment on his part.
You think he'll give a very unifying speech tomorrow night?
You know, I've learned never to predict President
True.
Trump, but
fair enough.
But at least based on his statement, I would expect. It was, you know, listen, when you have a near death experience, I've had a couple of those myself. It makes you step back and reflect, mm-hmm. and so he seems in a reflective mode from what I can tell.
How's the race going in Pennsylvania? We got to get you in there. We got to get Bob Casey out. You win, Dave McCormick. We flip the Senate. We control the Senate. I mean, it's that critical. And if Trump's president, we've got the House and the Senate, we can actually save this country. We can change this country for the better and make America great again. We really can.
Yeah, listen, I feel great about it. If you said to me, I say this to everybody, and it's my honest, honest answer. I entered the race in October with a plan to win. I expected to win. I planned to win. Mm-hmm. If you'd have said to me, on October 1st, here's where you're going to be in mid-July, I'd say, oh my God, that's so much better than I expected. So the environment, the polling, the unpopularity of President Biden, the terrible numbers for Bob Casey, all of the support I'm finding, all of that is better than I expected. I still got to win the race. I got to run a great campaign for the next 120 days. Second thing I'd say, which I believe in my core, is I'd rather be me than him, right? I'm on offense. He's got a record. That's a terrible record. He's not been a leader. At the time when we need leadership, at a time when the country's going in the wrong direction, he's been a passive follower that's voted for increasingly progressive policies. Pennsylvania is not a left-leaning state. Pennsylvania is a moderate, center-right, increasingly center-right state. And so I like where I am.
Good.
I wrestled, as you know, in college. And my mantra was if I could get into the third period and be within a point or two, I was going to win because I would go hard. I'd be in the best shape. And that's when you get tested, and I'm ready.
I mean, Dave McCormick, you got the momentum, I think. Trump's definitely got the momentum, no question about it after this. I mean, I was on Fox News the other night, the night of the shooting, that's Sunday morning, 3:40 a.m., because that's the new prime time, Dave. You know, it's when they put the stars on. I said, I think this is going to lead to a landslide. I really do. And, I mean, I'm not the one saying that. Heck, you know, you got Democrats saying that. David Axelrod saying that. So that's excellent for you. I spoke to the Pennsylvania delegation Monday morning, and I think the enthusiasm in the room, the optimism, everybody was in a great mood, fired up, feeling victory. That's where you want to be. I think about versus the Democrats who are completely in disarray.
Yeah.
And Bob Casey hiding, as always. We don't know where he stands on anything
anymore. And defending Joe Biden. I agree. You know, listen, part of this is two things. Showing people a path to victory, and I think we see that in Pennsylvania. We're doing all the right things, mail-in ballot, voter registration,
running great
campaigns, getting the resources we need. But second, it's getting people out to vote. And, you know, if we get a big turnout to vote, which I think we will, because people realize the stakes are so high, and we can get people who are on the fence, independents and conservative Democrats, who are saying, my God, the policies of Joe Biden are not my policies. The leadership of Bob Casey is not my kind of leadership. Mm-hmm. That's the path to victory. Right now it looks great, but I've learned that you gotta go to the final whistle.
And you will. All things Dave McCormick. How do we get him?
DaveMcCormickPA.com.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, my friend.
Thank you.
It was fired up last night. I was excited for you. We kept promoting it on the show. You know, Dave's going to speak tonight. And you gave a great speech. I texted Dina right after. I said, Dave did great in all caps. And she wrote back and she said, thank you. She was real proud of you, too.
Yeah,
so
I appreciate it.
We're going to do this, buddy. We're going to get you over the finish line.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Dave McCormick.
Right. Have a good day.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, I'm here live at the Republican National Convention with, I hope, knock on wood, pray to God, the next senator for the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I'm not.
Dave McCormick.
Hey, good
my
to
man,
see
it's
you,
good
Rich.
To see you, buddy.
Good
you did
see
a great
you,
job last night. Your speech
Thank
was fantastic.
You. Yeah, it was my first time at a convention.
Yeah.
I mean, the energy in this room is electric. You probably felt it, the sense of unity. And I think this moment of reflection, I mean, we almost lost the president. An inch different, and we'd be in a catastrophic situation in the country. And I think people were reflecting on that. And there's great energy for Trump, obviously, great energy for J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's energy for other candidates. And I really felt it last night, and it was an honor to do it.
People know how important this race is,
yeah.
And you can tell the crowd was into it because
yeah.
They're in Pennsylvania. We got to win this one.
Yeah.
Trump wins, you win, Trump wins. I mean, that's
yeah.
how I look at it.
Yeah.
So you were there in Butler. You've also served in combat. I mean, you know, you were in the 81st Airborne Division. You've been in combat. Thank you for your service. West Point grad. You knew the sound of gunfire. That's what you wrote in the Wall Street Journal. You
yeah.
knew what was happening.
Yeah, I did know what was happening. I mean, it was so out of context because my second Trump rally, the energy, the positivity, the patriotism, then all of a sudden there's crack, crack, crack.
Yeah.
And this staccato fire. And as I was mentioning to you, I saw the president backstage. And I had said he had done a great rally in Temple, and he had done a nice job for me. And I said, hey, you were great. He goes, I'm going to be 10 times better this time. Wait till you see. So he gets up there on the stage, and I'm sitting on the first row off to the right. And he says, you know, he starts talking about my race. He says, Dave, come on up. I want to have you say a few words. And I start to walk up. And then he says, no, I want to talk about the border. Bring up that chart. He goes, Dave, I'll have you up in a little bit. And so I go sit down. And 2 minutes later, the bullets start flying. And I see the president grab his ear and go down behind the podium. I know that he's being shot. The Secret Service are on top of him. There's also someone, sadly, to my back that's shot and shot in the head and eventually dies. So it's a horror, about 25 feet behind us. And then I see this most remarkable thing, which is you have this phalanx of Secret Service agents, and they're around Trump, and I see this fist come out. This fist of defiance, of reassurance, of courage, and I said, my God, 100 people get in that situation, 99 of them, maybe 98 stay in the fetal position.
Yeah, right.
And this guy has the presence of mind, the courage, the anger to jump up and reassure people, and I think that made a huge difference. I think had Trump stayed down, I think we might have had panic in the crowd. Where I think because he got up and it was clear he was okay, at least mostly okay, people were settled. But man, my big takeaway is an inch,
yeah.
And the future of America is dramatically different.
How important was that moment where he put his fist up in the air, you think, Dave?
I think it was enormously important. You know, moments of crisis, you know, I've learned this throughout my life, you see someone's character, you see who they truly are in moments that can't be scripted. And moments of the most enormous pressure. You see their heart, you see their soul. And I think this was a situation where no one could plan for that. And you just saw Trump as a fighter. He showed courage. He showed a level of self-awareness that I wouldn't have imagined. I think that will go down as one of the most iconic images. And we're having a race here that, you know, is about strength versus weakness.
Yeah.
And you have in 12 days or whatever it was, you have that debate performance of President Biden where I don't think anyone could reasonably imagine he could be commander-in-chief for 4 more years. Would you want your son or daughter deployed to the Middle East based on what Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden says in 2026? Right? That contrasts with the guy who gets shot and gets up off the mat puts his fist up in the air and says, fight on, USA.
Yeah.
And so I think that image is going to be seared into the minds of voters. And, you know, I'm not a political prognosticator, but I can't imagine that people don't see the strength. And I've had some people approach, reach out to me who aren't President Trump fans, to be honest with you, and say, that's the guy that I want, you know, standing off against Putin and Xi. Because every leader in the world has to look at that guy and say, okay.
Yeah. I mean, Dave McCormick's with me live in person here at the Republican National Convention. He gave a great speech last night to the convention and was incredibly well received. They did show Dina on TV finally. That was good.
That's why I was well received.
Yeah, you go, my wife's here somewhere. And then a couple minutes later, they finally showed her. How many kids do you have?
We got six.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we got six. And, you know, that's the funny thing, Rich, about this. I didn't really think about, I mean, I was hunkered down, trying to make sure I didn't get shot. But I didn't really think of, that I was at risk. I didn't think about my safety till I got home. Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock that night, I'm calling, texting, trying to get in touch with each, all the six of them. And they were horrified. It's fearful.
I'm sure.
And you know, the thing, they never occurred to them that because their dad decided to run for elected office and serve his country, that he might be in harm's way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another big takeaway, which is, man, we have a huge fight in front of us. Conflict about the future of America. I think the Democrats are destroying the country. I think President Biden's been a disaster. I think Bob Casey's a huge part of the problem. So we have a big conflict of ideas, and we have to have that fight for ideas. It's not incremental. It's huge. But we have to have that fight in a way that we resolve it through elections, through civil discourse. Mm-hmm. And we can't have language and rhetoric that is dehumanizing, that calls people Hitler. That we can't have that, because it's going to create an environment where violence is encouraged. And this isn't a point just directed at Democrats. It's across the board. And I think that doesn't mean we can't have hard-hitting, hard-punching campaigns.
Yeah.
But I think that's another takeaway. And the fact that President Trump could have responded in a lot of different ways. The statement about unity, the statement of ratcheting it back, but I thought was very wise judgment on his part.
Do you think he'll give a very unifying speech tomorrow night?
You know, I've learned never to predict President Trump, but
fair enough.
But at least based on his statement, I would expect. You know, listen, when you have a near death experience, I've had a couple of those myself. It makes you step back and reflect, mm-hmm. and so he seems in a reflective mode from what I can tell.
How's the race going in Pennsylvania? We got to get you in there. We got to get Bob Casey out. I mean, you win, Dave McCormick. We flip the Senate. We control the Senate. I mean, it's that critical. And if Trump's president, we've got the House and the Senate, we can actually save this country. We can change this country for the better and make America great again. We really can.
Yeah, listen, I feel great about it. If you said to me, I say this to everybody, and it's my honest, honest answer. I entered the race in October with a plan to win. I expected to win. I planned to win. Mm-hmm. If you'd have said to me, on October 1st, here's where you're going to be in mid-July, I'd say, oh my God, that's so much better than I expected. So the environment, the polling, the unpopularity of President Biden, the terrible numbers for Bob Casey, all of the support I'm finding, all of that is better than I expect. I still got to win the race. I got to run a great campaign for the next 120 days. Second thing I'd say, which I believe in my core, is I'd rather be me than him. Right? I'm on offense. He's got a record. That's a terrible record. He's not been a leader. At the time when we need leadership, at a time when the country's going in the wrong direction, he's been a passive follower that's voted for increasingly progressive policies. Pennsylvania is not a left-leaning state. Pennsylvania is a moderate, center-right, increasingly center-right state. And so I like where I am.
Good.
You know, I wrestled, as you know, in college. And my mantra was, if I could get into the third period and be within a point or two, I was going to win, because I would go hard. I'd be in the best shape, and that's when you get tested. And I'm ready.
I mean, Dave McCormick, you got the momentum. I think Trump's definitely got the momentum. No question about it. After this, I mean, I was on Fox News the other night, the night of the shooting. That's Sunday morning, 3:40 a.m. because that's the new prime time, Dave. You know, it's when they put the stars on. I said, I think this is going to lead to a landslide. I really do. And I mean, I'm not the one saying that. Heck, you know, you got Democrats saying that. David Axelrod saying that. So that's excellent for you. I spoke to the Pennsylvania delegation Monday morning, and I think the enthusiasm in the room, the optimism, everybody was in a great mood, fired up, feeling victory. That's where you want to be. I'm thinking about versus the Democrats, who are completely in disarray.
Yeah.
And Bob Casey hiding, as always. We don't know where he stands on anything
and
anymore.
And defending Joe Biden. I agree. You know, listen, part of this is two things. showing people a path to victory, and I think we see that in Pennsylvania. We're doing all the right things, mail-in ballot, voter registration, running great campaigns, getting the resources we need. But second, it's getting people out to vote. And, you know, if we get a big turnout to vote, which I think we will, because people realize the stakes are so high, and we can get people who are on the fence, independents and conservative Democrats, who are saying, my God, the policies of Joe Biden are not my policies. The leadership of Bob Casey is not my kind of leadership. Mm-hmm. That's the path to victory. Right now, it looks great, but I've learned that you gotta go to the final whistle.
And you will. All things Dave McCormick. How do we get him?
DaveMcCormickPA.com.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, my friend.
Thank you.
It was fired up last night. I was excited for you. We kept promoting it on the show. You know, Dave's going to speak tonight. And you gave a great speech. I texted Dina right after. I said, Dave did great in all caps. And she wrote back and she said, thank you. She was real proud of you, too.
Yeah,
so
I appreciate it.
We're going to do this, buddy.
We're going to get you
over the finish line.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Dave McCormick.
Right. Have a good day.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.